People think I have a reputation of being a dirty comedian, and I don't really want to expose that anywhere, because I think I'm, you know, I'm really a family kind of oriented guy. Which brings me to this joke.
Oh, Saget. Now there is a man who walks around telling the aristocrat joke in life.
That's my friend Paul, and right now I'm looking at his dinger. He's got a very huge wiener. It's about that big. I believe that's Shanley's joke, I'm pretty sure. When you lift something, it better be a cock.
Once for Hanukkah, he gave me some slim Tampax. He said, leave them out so guys will think you're really tight.
Here we go. This family, mother, father, and four kids. Doesn't matter if they're boys or girls. They're going to be used anyway as just nothing more than a hole is what this joke's about anyway. It's about using your kid, you know, that they have a paper route to go to school, and then you fuck them. No, that's...
His aim is to get as many disgusting thoughts into sentences as possible.
And the agent goes, well, what do you people do? Father's like, watch us. He takes his wife's bra and he rips off her underwear and he takes some of her pubes with it. It's horrible. And there's a little bit of blood starts dripping down her leg. So he just pulls out the tampon and throws it at the window and it sticks. They go down on each other in all different configurations. It's 69, it's 29 because the kids are young, it's 9. The father bends his kid over on the guy's desk and he's like taking him from behind, which isn't right. I just want to say right now, if any of you people are doing this that are watching this, if you're having sex with your family, I don't condone it. I think it's wrong. I'd like to do a lot of PSAs to support. Do not fuck your family. So they're all fucking each other, right? All of a sudden, the kid can't take it. Diarrhea starts squirting out of his ass. It's like a hemorrhaging shit ass. The kid starts spinning in a circle because he can't control it. It's kind of like Curly and the Stooges. Mo, Larry, the cheesies. The projectile shit is just flying at him. It's going all over the room. It's like spin art. Well, you don't know whether to shit or puke in this room. That's how... What the fuck am I doing? Then, wait, there's more.
You get to be a comic for comics. This is fun.
So then they start singing Make 'Em Laugh. And be a clown. The father's hemorrhoid pops, right? So he grabs it out, puts it on the end of his nose like a clown, like Emmett Kelly, except he's covered in shit. Then they all start making out. You know, they're making, all kidding aside. By the way, this would be a good time right now to take your pants off and get some lotion. Because that's what happens next with this family. They just start jacking and... can I get a copy of this? I'd like to send it to the kids on the show Full House, if I could.
It was just an opportunity to be vile for no reason at all. So I used to love it.
Father can't help himself. Paul's back, smacks his wife right in the mouth, knocks all of her teeth out. Sticks his fist, accidentally, mind you, down her toothless throat. Unbelievable, he actually fists her neck, clips all the nails off of one of her hands, puts it up her daughter, and starts working her like a puppet. The father's got smelling salts that he's been giving to his kids to keep passing out, you know? The fact that their heads are bleeding and they've been anally raped in front of an agent yet. Mother had a big boil on her back, that popped.
You always want to make sure that you haven't left anything out because you know that there's always the chance to be topped.
He takes out his penis and he goes over to the agent's desk. He starts slamming his dick in the drawer, just flattens it right out like a bookmark, and then just starts smacking his kids with it, flicks them like a wet towel at the gym. And he knocks one of his kids right in the eye, and the kid's eye pops out. Well,
he looks at that as an opportunity, mind you.
Just trying to go further than anyone had ever gone before.
Just puts his flat wiener right in that eye socket, gets caught. Gets caught on the back of his retina. And he starts trying to get him off of him, and he's cockeyed. No. Okay. So all this is going on. Oh, you know what? I gotta go on. I'm sorry. I got people to entertain. Excuse me.